My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm down on your boy Ant-Man. He is Cant-Man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's time for the crossover. We welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. And before we get started, I just want to let everybody know that Kyle Shanahan is supposed to speak at 2 o'clock today.
Possibly.
So if that's the case,
possibly,
we will go right to it. And just like that, the crossover will be gone.
Yeah.
Today.
Well, we're all excited today about the draft tonight at 8 p.m.
You'll stick around for your patented, you're listening to Kyle Shanahan and his press conference on 95.7
Yeah,
the Game.
No.
I mean, you could.
It's a thing, Stanley.
We actually were already negotiating. I mean, that has been the thing to do all summer long.
And what was that, Mark?
It's a negotiation sensation. Thank you. So, and it happened in a place where usually you don't want to negotiate now. It's known as the bathroom. But Steiny said, like, you know what's happening if Kyle's on time. And I said, I'm fully aware of what's happening, but you do understand.
Oh,
you
guys
talked in the restroom?
You know what that is, right?
Wow. You did. But it was at the sink.
It was not a urination sensation.
Let me handle it.
We only have one urinal in there, so it couldn't have been a side-by-side.
I said, if you do leave it too, you understand that means 2:22 tomorrow.
And I said,
I'm holding my.
I would have made that deal all summer.
You're a golfer, so
without taking heat.
You know the carryover. We're going to carry those 10 minutes over tomorrow.
That's fine.
If it happens that way.
I look forward to hearing that.
But Kyle might also be late.
We've been having some fun because I'm excited about the 95.7 The Game.
I'm so excited.
Fantasy draft at 8. We've had people call in. You're the champ. You beat Steiny.
I am. And you got mad at
people for calling themselves the Super Bowl champ of their league. You're the champ. Do you have any problem with it? I think that comes with the territory.
Wait a minute.
So congrats.
I got mad at someone?
No, Steiny did.
Steiny.
Some people have been called. He's been in a
I heard that
feisty,
caller.
Nasty.
I
missed
this.
About
Wait.
Fantasy. I don't know
no,
if I'm gonna
the
fight.
Caller said, I've won 4 Super Bowls in my fantasy league, and Steiny rightfully said,
not a Super Bowl.
You've not won the Super Bowl. What you've won is a make-believe money league with 11 other nobodies. That's what you've won. You've not won the Super Bowl.
Why are you not allowed to call it whatever the hell you want?
Because it's not the Super Bowl.
It's not the Super Bowl.
But wait,
it's not.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
So you're one of these guys too?
The Super Bowl.
He called it the Super Bowl.
Yes.
There isn't a Super Bowl.
What do you
it's
want to?
The.
No.
There is only one. You can't have
the original Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl of Dorito chips. No, it doesn't work.
The NFL literally used to not have a Super Bowl. And then they changed it to the Super Bowl. And now it's
just
the Super Bowl.
Just do me a
favor. No, I won't. I won't. Well, it's competition.
You're the champ.
Here we go again.
Yeah, this is what happens.
He's
taking
it out.
If you won that game, you would not have a problem with it.
Yes, he would.
Yes, he would.
You know what?
What did you win last year?
What did you win?
How much?
Cash.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
But what was the name of the league?
The 95.7,
the lame.
Thank you.
95.7, right. The lame. You won the 95.7, the lame. I do too. And it's
laughing at ourselves?
It's because Lucas is filled with Schadenfreude, which you can Google it. It's basically self hatred, and it's his own self hatred that leads us to have our league being called 95.7, the lame. Yeah, so you were the lamest of the lame. Congrats.
Fine. King of lame. I've been
called.
I got no issue with it whatsoever, although I will say this, fine line between trash talk and anger. And this league does have a little problem. We're supposed to be having fun here.
Oh, it's really fun.
Last year, we were 13 seconds into the draft, and people were pissed at each other.
What happened, Willard? What's this man right here? Had to pause the draft.
Yeah, and Lucas
put my name on it.
Lucas is freaking out. You're over here. Chill. Okay. I will forever tell the same story from my high school draft. This stuck with me forever because he was the greatest commissioner I've ever played with. Everybody's doing their stupid draft day anger thing and screaming at each other.
It's
not. His name's Mike. He lives in Georgia.
He's not a commissioner.
Yes, he was. He was the commissioner of our league. And we were at the Tilted Kilt in San Diego in the gas lamp. And everyone's yelling at each other because you're taking too long. I ain't taking too long to make your picks. And he stood up and he said, listen, we're at the Tilted Kilt in San Diego. Do all of you have somewhere better to be than
this?
That's
my type of guy.
You're all with your best friends.
Right.
Eating nachos and drinking beer.
I want to meet a Willard.
You shut up and this takes as long. Let's stretch this out as long
as
possible.
That's what I need.
That league is not this league. This league is 12. Last year, 14
this league
people
is lame.
In 14 different locations.
Backstabbing.
And we all have things to do. And if somebody needs to take a timeout, then go ahead and take a timeout.
Well, I'm going to say this about our league. I got to go.
You know what? If you got things to do, then do them. You're home.
You shouldn't be able to talk about the league until you pay.
Hey, stop.
He's the only one who hasn't paid.
Willard, don't laugh.
Wow.
He's the only one
in the
that hasn't paid.
The fact that Bonte and Shasky aren't in our league, I'm the only one that'll call them out. It's sad.
Why is it the lame league?
Why is that?
They're in too many. How are you not in the one you work at?
I'll tell you why.
You're in the one you work at.
Do you want to know why?
Cancel the other ones.
Are you ready for the real answer?
That hurts me. Those are my guys.
Because
that hurts me, man.
You know what? They don't want to be laid threadbare a league with your peers where, I didn't make the playoffs.
Goes, good, I got six leagues. I said, so do I. This is my favorite.
Exactly. And you know what?
Point than just being seven. Yeah, what the hell's the difference if you're going to do that?
But Stoney won't come down their road, though. He'll come down mine.
You know why he won't?
San Diego.
You ought to be ashamed.
Please.
Seriously.
In my business.
Seriously.
I'm in one league. I can't do more than one league. I don't want to look at Brees Hall and think, man, I got Brees Hall in two leagues, but I'm going against him in three. How do I feel? I want to feel how I feel about Brees Hall and David Njoku and all the rest of the players out there.
I love it. I'll tell you what.
Are you guys on a survivor?
Because that's my dessert.
Oh,
Stoney, it's where you pick a different team. That's the rule. That is awesome, too.
Not only
it's
am I.
It's growing.
Do you try to get in that game without paying?
This year.
I'm really coming over there.
Wow. I want to see it one time. You talk a lot about
Tyson's face.
In the picture that we put on YouTube with you and your fist in his face.
He's never been in a fight ever.
No, he's not. He's never. Yeah. I'm 13-4-2 in my life.
Well, the potato.
I'm not counting road rage.
He meant 13-4-2.
You think I haven't been in 19 fights?
Zero. Oh, I think you've been in 19 fights. I think you've taken more than four L's.
You know, it's funny, Mark. The reason why I'm 13-4-2 is because I know which fights to pick.
You
don't see me going at the goo, do you?
Didn't somebody throw a potato at you?
Yeah, he lost that. That's an L. That's an L. Montgomery Ward's.
No, it was actually the Oakland Tribune building in downtown Oakland during the pandemic. And were gender neutral. I didn't ask their pronouns, but I would imagine it was they, them.
So what? What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with the pronouns. Right. What's wrong is I got hit by a potato.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as one of my losses.
Oh, that's an L. You get hit by a potato, that's an L.
That is an L in my book.
It goes down as a draw. That one counts as a draw. Jeff Ferreira and I fought five times. Shout out my best friend Jeff Ferreira, and I think I was 2-1-2 against him.
Who's the judge here? That's what I'm questioning. You're the only judge.
Well,
that's why you got a job as a ref. You like to run around.
One time it was his big brother
where nobody can talk back.
We're playing living room wiffle ball in his little living room in Petaluma, and his parents were never around, and so there was a call that didn't go somebody's way, and so now we're fighting. I mean, we're throwing hands, and he's bleeding, and I'm bleeding, and his older brother walks in and puts a chair down, and we both stop, and we look at him. Jimmy Ferreira. The great Jimmy Ferreira. And he goes, what's wrong? What are you doing? Keep fighting. I'm here for it. And then we both were like,
that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He made popcorn.
He actually did microwavable popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish we would have had a live draft where we all got together.
That'd be amazing. They're really hard to do. It's just really hard. It's hard to get everybody to show up. You know what I mean?
Softball game.
Yeah. We could have done it at the Summit. Like, you know, 6 o'clock at the Summit, we all could have showed up to Fremont Bank.
You sit out of this. Every time I get happy, he gets mad. Why did we do that? Because that is perfect.
Although, like, that's perfect if Bonte and Joe were in it.
Well, you're right.
But they're not. And so
they
can
go about their business, and we'll bring in Ken and Granny.
But Granny and Lucas need, you know, like Granny's going to be back here at the studio. Yeah. He's a key piece.
We had to do it on this side.
I'm not going to cater to Bonte and Joe.
Granny
just called you a key piece.
He is. He's a key piece to this whole thing.
You're only saying that because he's working with you for the next 2 days.
No, I'm saying that because he was the one who had to get out my way so I could get in the playoffs and win some money last year.
Yeah, that's true.
The one issue, of course, is we couldn't have the draft on a Thursday. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Kyle Shanahan coming to the podium momentarily.
I really appreciate Guru looking at the look on my face and understanding that I didn't get a joke.
I didn't get it either.
Flying over my head. I'm like, what does a Thursday have to do with it?
People tend to say it's a five, but
because it was so inside, it's downgraded to a four.
I'm like, I don't get the joke.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I look forward to hearing from Kyle, but
we are.
Even more than that, John Lynch at 2:45, because if Brandon Ayuk is practicing at 3, does John Lynch come out at 2:45 and say, you know, before any of your questions, here's the update on Brandon Ayuk.
Wow.
And then he says one of two things. Brandon and I, we've agreed to a contract, and details are forthcoming, but Brandon's getting an extension. Or Brandon's going to play on that fifth-year option. John's going to say something before the questions come in and before practice that I think is definitive about where we are.
Really?
I think John Lynch is going to say no update.
That's what I think.
And I think he's going to say nothing about what Brandon's about to go do because he doesn't actually know. Mm. Just because Brandon says I'm about to go practice, y'all see what happened in Cincinnati today? Ja'Marr Chase went down to practice last week and he practiced and that was supposed to be happening. Nah. And today, we're not practicing anymore. Now suddenly we're there in a Nike shirt and shorts.
Different situation.
Shout out Keek the Sneak.
Actually,
he's a year away from being in Brandon's boat.
But a less controversial situation, a less stressful situation, and he turned around and is now driving the car the other way again. If I'm a GM, I'm not making any public predictions about what my Deebo wide receivers are about to do. I'm not doing that.
And you really may not know.
Yeah. Well, like unless they have agreed.
Exactly.
And Brandon.
But then if they've agreed, then I would imagine the rap sheet's going to be ahead.
Oh, my God. You would want to run, get that out there.
Yeah, like that's going to get out.
We fixed it.
I just don't know why you would practice. I don't know why he would practice if he's not going to be, done and dusted.
Because of what I've told you the whole time. He's got to play.
Yeah, but it's only Wednesday, and we're still 12 days away from game week.
That's fair, but he has to play if this thing is not figured out. That is an idle threat, if you ask me. I'm not playing on the fifth-year option. Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, yes, you are.
But, Willard, it's on the board. He could pull that and be at home.
Sure. Do you like losing $1 million a week?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, Trent's lost $5 million, and Trent's not practicing.
That's Trent. Yeah. Trent's got houses. Brandon's got apartments. No.
I had a girl and a brother in his ear.
No way. No, I defy him. I would be shocked if Brandon Ayuk decided to just sit out and watch 900K a week
Man.
Fly out the window. That would be absurd. So, anyway.
We're waiting on Kyle Shanahan.
You are allowed to talk.
Time for the legal.
What pick do you want, Steiny?
Oh, and he asked if we got the first, who would you take? Nobody answered him.
Well, that's the other thing. This is what I mean about you guys. You think it's real. You actually do think it's real. I go, Goo, if you get the number one pick, who you take? He goes, I'm not telling you.
What do you mean? It's
such a goof.
What do you mean we think it's a real?
His golf game is as real as his fantasy, Willard.
Really? You're not going to tell me who you'd pick number one if you got the first pick? Because why? What do you think?
I'm in GM mode, Steiny.
That's what I mean. Like, no, you're not. You're not a GM. You're not a GM.
He's playing a game.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't know that, Mark.
No, yes, he does.
He doesn't.
He's trying to win your money, Steiny.
Talk to him.
Steiny's money. Yeah. That should be a TV show. Thank you.
Nobody thinks we're actually going to go tear our own ACLs, but we are playing a game, and we are trying to beat each other.
Again, you made the championship.
There is a strategy.
You don't think it's a game. You actually think this has some semblance of reality.
Don't you get it?
It does.
There's pride.
It does
money.
Not.
We're actually doing it tonight.
We're putting
are
the
we
team
not?
Together.
We'll see.
He's are a game time decision.
Well, he already paid, so.
Yeah.
When I texted you after the Thursday night game of the championship week.
Oh, boy.
And I congratulated you on your victory.
Oh, jeez.
This is why he's bitter. He choked.
Did you take that as like. Face value?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
No.
How did you take it?
I took it like I haven't won the week yet.
Right.
Which I did.
It looked good.
But like, did you take it as I was actually congratulating you or that I was poking at the situation?
Probably poking.
Okay.
Probably poking.
Yeah. Like, it's just, that's what we're doing here. It's just for fun, but it's not real.
No.
Like, we're actually going to have a fantasy football league. You're not dreaming right now.
The guy thinks he's Parag Marate.
Well, for his team, he is. He's actually Parag John.
It's the best part about playing this.
He's in control of the whole thing.
He went 0-6 last year on making the playoffs in his fantasy leagues.
No, Dave, now that hurt.
No, I heard you say, I missed the playoffs.
Oh, no,
I thought you meant in every league.
No.
That'd be hard to do.
Yeah. that hurt because I'm like,
how many did you make?
I was in six leagues. I made three. I was clear in three.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
No
chips. Did you win any money?
No.
Okay.
But you didn't ask. I went back to back and won the NorCal Brawlers out of
Drake.
East Oakland.
Yeah.
And I got a ring I'm wearing.
Yeah.
So got the money.
I heard
and
you
the
lost
ring.
The ring. No.
Yeah, I did lose
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Steiny said plastic. You said metal.
What
and
makes
you don't
him happy?
And Kyle now, Shanahan getting to the podium.
That's right. He's bitter
I got the Zell from Lucas last year. It was as real as a heart attack.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Steiny's not sure if he got paid.
Kyle Shanahan at the podium on 95.7.
Wow.
The game.
Never seen you move that fast.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.